It's been quite a political week for both the government and Sinn Féin. Public anger over water charges is at boiling point, and Sinn Féin came under significant pressure following allegations from Belfast woman Maria Cahill that she was raped by a senior IRA man and then subjected to months of interrogation by an IRA investigating unit. She accused the party of covering up child abuse, an accusation they deny. So where now from here? With me is Pat Leahy, political editor of the Sunday Business Post. Pat, it has been quite a week. We'll start with the government and water charges. The talk now is that Enda Kenny is considering freezing the flat rate for another 2 years. Will that take any sting out of the anger that's out there?
That's certainly the intention. I think we'll see a package of measures brought forward in the next week or two by government. I understand some senior officials are to report to the Economic Management Council, the sort of inner cabinet of the Taoiseach and Taoiseach and two finance ministers. I think that's due to happen by next week, and they've been tasked with finding some sort of a political resolution for the water charges controversy, which is, you know, spooking TDs and ministers like almost nothing else over the lifetime of this government. And just at the point where they can do a giveaway budget, albeit a modest giveaway budget by the standards of years ago, and when they believe they should be seeing some sort of a political dividend from an improving economy, they've been instead pitched into political crisis on the sole issue of the water charges. So the big priority for government is to get over this hump. And I'm told some of the elements that they'll be considering are a capping of the charge beyond next summer, a flat rate extending, a flat rate for consumers which may extend beyond the next general election, and the setting of a point at which beyond which nobody will have to pay. Now that may, I suppose, violate many of the principles of charging for usage that the government introduced as part of the water charges policy, but they feel that something of that order, with a number of other improvements, may get them over the hump.
I want to move on to Sinn Féin, and your paper has a poll coming out at the weekend. We don't know anything about that yet, but was it an extraordinary week in the Dáil for them, for Gerry Adams, for Mary Lou MacDonald?
Yeah, it was. You know, sometimes the Dáil chamber itself is almost irrelevant in our politics, but it wasn't this week. And anyone who was there or will have watched on the news or on television the exchanges on Wednesday couldn't have mistaken the seriousness and the drama of what was unfolding. I have never seen, since Sinn Féin came into the chamber, and certainly since Gerry Adams came into the chamber as a TD, I've never seen him under such visible pressure. The you know, you could see in the faces, and while it's always risky reading into, you know, the facial expressions and body language of people in the chamber, I thought it was unmistakable, and the tension in the chamber was almost palpable as Gerry Adams was questioned by the Taoiseach and by the leader of Fianna Fáil on the Maria Cahill issue. I think the issue is not going away. I think it is different from the case earlier this year, the McConville case, where Gerry Adams was arrested, and obviously had questions to answer about that, including in the chamber. But I thought it was qualitatively different to that, and we will see, I think, this weekend whether there is immediate political damage to Sinn Féin. But certainly the expectation within the party, I think, and certainly from people outside the party, is that this presents a political challenge, an unprecedented political challenge to Gerry Adams personally and to Sinn Féin.
All right, Pat, thanks very much for coming in. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Sunday Business Post.